This is White House Report Podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, in 1968, the Yali tribe of Papua New Guinea that practiced witchcraft and cannibalism killed two missionaries. Today, they hunger for the Word of God. In August, the Yali people received 2,500 Bibles delivered by plane from Mission Aviation Fellowship. Some tribe members walked an entire day's journey to reach the villages where the Bibles were being handed out. Before the plane landed, women swayed and chanted to celebrate the arrival of the Bibles. It felt like we were on holy ground. It was a holy moment, one to be remembered, said Dave Ringenberg, the MAF instructor pilot and director of Papua Operations, told MAF. Among the Bibles delivered, 1,400 were children's Bibles brought by one of MAF's 8 Papua New Guinea-based aircraft. After 20 years of heat, humidity, and use, these Bibles wear out, MAF Corporate Communications Director Brad Hoagland told the Christian Post. Like any object that's heavily used, it has to be replaced. The arrival of the Bibles was marked by a celebration complete with dancing, songs, and speeches. Many people might have thought this scene impossible just 52 years ago. Hoagland said that when the gospel arrives in a new tribe, it changes everything. The Bible frees people from the fear of powerful spirits and from cruel cultural practices. They find hope and peace from faith in Jesus. It's transforming to people, he said. There are missiological debates about leaving them as untouched as possible. But when you realize how people treat their children, their spouses, it's not acceptable. Having a message of God's love changes everyone's life. According to Mission Network News, Sawan Masih, a Pakistani Christian accused of blasphemy back in 2013, has been released from captivity after 7 years. Mission Network News reported on his case in 2013 and the extreme violence that followed his accusation. A mob of Muslims descended on the primarily Christian neighborhood of Joseph Colony after Masih's accusation was broadcasted over the PA system. Nehemiah of Forgotten Missionaries International says the motivations behind the violence weren't exactly religious. The government and business community wanted to grab this colony, this land. They wanted to build a factory on this land. So first they tried to convince Christians of this area to leave this colony. When they refused, they just made a story and accused this guy, Sawan. And they just accused him with a false charge of blasphemy and burned the whole town. Many churches, shops, and more than 200 Christian houses were burned. Masih was arrested. He also lost many family members in the devastating attack, Nehemiah says. Despite the lack of evidence, Masih's case has languished in the courts ever since, prolonged by threats of extremists. Prolonged by threats from extremists. Even now that he has finally been acquitted, Masih can't leave the prison for fear of attempts on his life. Nehemiah asked readers to pray for Masih, who has lost 7 years of his life in prison due to a baseless charge. According to Christian Post, China has been tightening restrictions on the distribution of religious materials in recent months by threatening fines, the closure of printing shops, or even imprisonment for selling Christian books or allowing customers to photocopy hymns. Bitter Winter, a publication that monitors religious liberty violations in China, reports that this month, Chinese Communist Party officials in Luoyang, a prefecture-level city in the central province of Henan, searched a local printing house for banned religious materials. Any religious content makes the issue political, not religious. Although banners on the streets say people are allowed religious beliefs, the only faith they can practice freely is that in the Communist Party, a store manager told Bitter Winter. Because inspections are too rigorous, the manager said he refuses to print religious materials. They checked my storehouse, scrutinized all records, and even looked at paper sheets on the floor to see if they have prohibited content. The manager told Bitter Winter, if any such content is found, I'll be fined, or worse, my business will be closed. Unapproved religious publications imported from other countries are labeled as contraband. The government exerts strict control over mailed goods this year, a staff member of a courier company in Luoyang said. Only the mailing of government-approved books is allowed. All books with bad information, including religion, are not allowed to be dispatched. If public security authorities discover violations of these regulations, the company will be fined and closed down. According to Gospel for Asia, former California megachurch pastor and best-selling author Francis Shang, who has moved to Asia to serve the poor, has revealed how his view of true faith was turned upside down by Gospel for Asia founder and mission pioneer Dr. K.P. Yohanan. Shang says his dramatic shift from well-known pastor in affluent Southern California to anonymous ministry in the slums of Hong Kong was inspired by Yohanan's modest lifestyle and humble faith, describing Yohanan's new book, Never Give Up, the story of a broken man impacting a generation. I've learned more about a true walk with Jesus and what leadership should look like from Yohanan's life, said 53-year-old Shang in a recent video conversation with a 70-year-old missionary statesman whom Shang referred to as his mentor. My life has been totally shaped by him. Shang, founder of Cornerstone Community Church in California's Simi Valley and author of Crazy Love, said Yohanan's passion for getting the gospel to the ends of the earth challenged him to live a life serving the poor and marginalized without fanfare. He is currently living in one of Hong Kong's poorest neighborhoods. Shang said he was very excited about the release of Never Give Up, one of the latest books by Yohanan, president of Gospel for Asia and author of Revolution in World Missions, with more than 4 million copies in print. A lot of people are wrestling right now. A lot of people have questions, Chang said. It always comes back to Christ being central. People are not enjoying Jesus as much as they could be. According to Mission Network News, good news for Haitians and ministries. Spirit Airlines has resumed their flight service to Cap Haitien. That makes Spirit Airlines the only company running nonstop flights between Northern Haiti and the United States. Eva DeHart at For Haiti with Love says American Airlines used to conduct flights through Cap Haitien, but things got tough for the ministry when they stopped. That made it virtually impossible to have an easy way to get from Cap Haitien back to the United States without doing an overnight in Port-au-Prince, DeHart says. It left you trying to make connections with local small planes to get down to Port-au-Prince, and then finding some place to stay overnight, and then catching American Airlines or one of the big ones to come back out. It made it virtually impossible to take a team down because of the connection problems. Thanks to Spirit Airlines, getting mission teams to Northern Haiti should be easier. For Haiti with Love relies on mission teams for projects like building pilgrim houses for families in need. For Haiti with Love recently finished their 29th pilgrim house, and it serves as a tangible gift of Jesus' love for the family they blessed. If your church is looking for a missions opportunity, consider partnering with For Haiti with Love and helping their pilgrim house program. According to a CIS news service, around 375 million children worldwide, including nearly 1 in 6 children in the U.S., live in crushing poverty, says a new report coinciding with the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, October 17th. Excuse me. The staggering global number, equal to the entire populations of the U.S. and Canada combined, is revealed in a special report by leading mission agency Gospel for Asia as the UN marks its annual Awareness Day aimed at stern action to fight poverty. The report, Fighting Global Poverty with Ideas, says education and ideas, along with teaching values such as compassion and integrity, can help catapult the next generation out of the jaws of poverty. The ability to eradicate extreme poverty is here, said Texas-based GFA World founder Dr. K.P. Yohanan. Ideas and values together can transform the world. Children like six-year-old Burr, who scavenges plastic bags for his parents, are led to believe they are as worthless as the trash they sort through. When GFA World's Bridge of Hope Center opened in this village, Burr and his friends discovered they were created for a higher purpose and that God loves them, Yohanan said. This knowledge sets kids free and completely transforms their lives. Bridge of Hope not only provides spiritual hope and academic tutoring for more than 70,000 children living in poverty in Asia, but also models Christian values such as honesty, kindness, and good work ethics, character traits that can eventually lead to better employment, spark entrepreneurial ideas, and break the generational cycle of poverty. According to Mission Network News, around the world, millions of people still suffer under slavery. AMG International works to help those caught up in this evil net and to prevent people from getting caught up in the first place. Tassos Ioannidis says this problem is particularly bad in Greece because Greece is at the crossroads between Asia and Europe and Africa. So you have a lot of people who are transported to Europe, particularly for prostitution. They include ladies that come from Asia, from Eastern Europe, from Africa, and they're enticed to come to Greece with the promise of work, or they are forcibly transported into Greece by traffickers. Education provides a buffer against trafficking by making children and parents less vulnerable and less susceptible. That is, susceptible to severe poverty. The best way to fight human trafficking is to prevent it before it happens. Ioannidis says the best way to do that is to come alongside the parents, provide the children with an education, training the parents, support the parents, and supporting the whole community. We come alongside the local churches in those areas when slavery has already been established. Ioannidis says slavery is much harder to fight. First of all, it's hard to rescue them in the first place. The people who are trafficking them see that as a loss of revenue for them. They will try to prevent the girls from leaving, and they will use violence. Pray for the safety of AMG workers as they try to rescue as many as possible. These women also face a long road psychologically, having already undergone so much trauma. They need to learn basic life skills like money management. AMG helps provide this training. You can read these stories and more at WhiteHouseReport.com. In closing, remember God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you.